31-year-old Richie Wormcastle of Allentown will work the polls for the first time this November.
So I intended to vote by mail. I'll be honest that it was my intention to not leave my house on election day until I realized just how important this election was going to be. I am really excited to be out in the community and see all the people voting and to kind of have that, you know, that visceral feeling of like, I'm helping people. Like, I am actually helping people get something done.
Retirees usually make up the bulk of poll workers, but Lehigh County Elections Director Timothy Benyo says many of the older volunteers opted out this year because of COVID risks.
Completely understandable, too, because of the situation.
But after the word got out that there might be a shortage, younger people responded.
We usually put about 1,000 people out on Election Day. We were down to about 800. About 400 of the 800 were probably new.
Benyo says Lehigh County is not in dire straits, but they could always use more help. Elections officials expect a higher voter turnout from younger generations as well. Here's Lehigh County Executive Phillips Armstrong.
More and more 18 to 21 to 28 year old people are realizing these are important issues for them, for quality of life, for things that are going on in our country, and they're getting more involved.
That's true for 29-year-old Richard Panny of Allentown, who says he didn't vote in the last presidential election.
I was in college and kind of didn't want to go through the whole process of absentee and all of that because I was across the state.
This time, Panny's voting, and there's a lot at stake, says County Executive Armstrong. He says, look at George McGovern's campaign from the 1972 presidential election.
He promised all the 18-year-olds he would get out of Vietnam immediately. And Richard Nixon won that election overwhelmingly because they didn't vote.
Social media may have played a part in getting people involved. And this year, many major employers like Target and Old Navy are paying their staff to work the polls. Pennsylvania elections officials say there is an ongoing need all over the state that includes bilingual poll workers. They're urging anyone interested to contact their county elections office. Haley O'Brien, WLVR News.